Fernando.
KMBQ FM, KMBQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. 25 minutes away from the Big Money Minute with $1,200. Last night was Bachelor Night. If you watched, 888-456-9970. One of our Fernando and Greg loyals always watching The Bachelor. Myra, was it kind of a shocking episode last night or more of the same?
I mean, I feel like there wasn't really that much shocking that happened. I feel like they're setting up, the big cat fight that's bound to happen between Miss North Carolina and Miss Alabama. But Hannah was just, she's the one. So Hannah is Miss Alabama. And so she was the one who actually brought it up first to Colton about how, how deceptive or manipulative or whatever Miss North Carolina is. So she brought it up to him first at the group date. And it was so funny, or not really funny, well, funny and awkward, because she was telling him all this gossip about her. Didn't really go into details, and Colton was like, well, wait, I actually really liked Miss North Carolina, so, are my instincts wrong? And so it made him doubt everything, and then he just was like, I need a minute, right? And then Miss Alabama was like, okay, so they got up, and she tried to, give him a hug, but he gave her, a half hug, and then, kind of pulled back, and so then she put her arms behind her and was like, can you at least give me a peck? But she, tried to whisper it, but it's like, you're mic'd. We can all hear you. And then, and it was just so awkward, because she walked away, and she was like, oh my god, he hates me. So bad.
I saw Miss Alabama the week before. She was like, I get along with everybody, but I just can't stand that girl or whatever. And I was like,
exactly.
If you have to say you get along with everybody, you don't get along with everybody.
Yes. And if you have to ask a guy for a kiss, I mean, give me a break.
Don't ask me. It's weird.
Like Shan, how you're talking about before, how the girl cannot be all submissive to the guy. She has to be a little bit of a bitch.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like it's the same thing. She's just totally I'll do anything for you. And, and when she's not, she looks so desperate.
Thank you.
Now, did any of the pageant queens go home last night?
No. So Fernando, how you said earlier, that the producers probably tell them who he should and should not keep. He probably already knows who he wants to be his top three, but the producers are probably telling him, no, you need to keep him on because we need to have the storyline.
The fact that they have two pageant queens kind of at each other's throats right now.
Exactly. And I'm guessing they're going to set them up to be on a 2-on-1 date.
Well, let's see if that happens. Myra, you should be a producer for the show. Okay. Thank you very much for the
that wouldn't be hard. Yeah. I'd be a producer for the show. Put one guy and 20 desperate chicks in a room. Do you really even have to do any producing?
No.
Just let it all happen.
I'm sure it's all going down. Greg, how are you doing on your Bachelor Fantasy League?
I'm amazing. The leader has... No, I don't even know these people, and I still, I pick them. So I had no real knowledge of these girls week one, and I still did really well just by picking them by looks. I picked ones that looked crazy. I picked crazy ones, and then the ones that looked, attractive. But the next week, I went and looked to see who was the leaderboard from the week before, and then put all the girls who had the most roses from the leaderboard. And out of all that, the leader has 375. I'm 315 roses.
Ooh,
that's so bad.
So I could be in the running to get some money here.
Good. Do you know how much money you could win?
I don't know. Right. How many
roses can you win?
I mean, this goes on all season. I'm sure I'll fall off when it gets to be, if I don't start watching it. I did watch about 5 minutes of it yesterday. It's really, really dumb. I mean, I see how people get sucked in, but it's really a dumb show. And Miss Alabama is an idiot, but... What do you expect from Miss Alabama? I mean, we're very, very fortunate that she has all of her teeth. I mean, she is from Alabama.
That's how she made it on the show. They got to have some sort of Alabama representation. All right, and the Oscar nominations were announced this morning. Black Panther was nominated for Best Picture. Star Is Born is in there, and so is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wait. Gabe is doing a countdown on when Fernando's going to mention it.
Oh, well, ding. Just
never know.
Ding.
Your hero was nominated.
Yes, she was.
Go ahead.
Yes,
you can
she
cry.
Was. Lady
you
Gaga.
You can start crying now.
Lady Gaga.
Do you think that...
It only takes because, one person.
Do you think because Lady Gaga is nominated that Fernando and Jeremy will dress up like Lady Gaga again for the Grammys?
Fernando definitely
I mean, an Oscar.
I don't know about Jeremy.
Party. Who are your other two friends that y'all looked nothing like Lady Gaga? I don't
back
know.
In those days, Dave and Paul.
Yeah, y'all looked more like a lion in winter, if anybody gets that reference. Or you kind of look like Big Bird.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know what you were going for.
I was like a cross between like Big Bird and Dorothy from the Golden Girls.
I mean, y'all were the worst Lady Gagas ever.
I know. We'll never do that again. But we'll see. Lady Gaga nominated for Best Actress, but she's still going to have to go up against Glenn Close, who is also nominated in the same Best Actress category. February 24th for the Oscars. That's your Dirty with Fernando and Greg at 99.7 now. So checking in on Shan and Greg, who just started their juice cleanse.
Yeah. Yes. Now, I've done this many times, so I'm good.
You're good.
Feeling great.
No doubts.
But Shan, you wanted to try to get a kickstart to health.
Yeah, I want a kickstart. I'm like a little overweight right now. I got a little bunch on my long hands are all hanging out.
Yeah, and you can't, what do you do that on your face? What do you call that? Not shading.
Oh, contour?
You can't contour your belly out. You can't contour your belly into making it fit into your
jeans. I mean,
jeans.
You could on an app, I'm sure, but I'm trying to have this in real life, you know?
Well, we're getting you going now. You had your first cleanse, which was a lemon ginger juice. You didn't like that one that much.
Nope.
Now, this one, I don't know if you're going to, this is the green juice. Ugh,
this looks disgusting.
Yeah, so, you know, you can drink a juice, like you have one each hour, right?
This is actually better than the ginger lemon one.
Well, yeah, this one to me is real salty.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like it because
like
I like
salty
salt
stuff.
And spicy.
Now mine,
this one's okay.
Now my second
can of veggies.
My second juice because I'm doing a different one. Mine's a power juice cleanse, so it's more calories because I work out and I'm going to the gym. And I don't want to be like that girl Haley who passed out.
Yeah. She was doing squats.
I just want everybody to listen to this, what I get to drink next.
All right.
And then we'll move on. We're not going to say a word about it. It's called Sunrise Nut Milk.
You know I can't hold back.
So I can't wait to have my Sunrise Nut Milk right now while you do the good news.
Three, two, one.
Fernando and Greg and your good news.
With my Sunrise Nut Milk, I am living my best life.
I think I want to do this cleanse now.
Yeah, but you can't ask for 8 Sunrise Nut Milk.
Yeah, right. I just want the nut milk.
I mean, I guess you can. You could, like, customize all nut milk.
We want to tell you about this cool organization here in the Bay in the good news called Trainers Coalition, nonprofit here in SF that works with low-income residents, gives them access to gyms, professional trainers to help them improve their health, to take pride in their appearance. Pretty cool idea. The intention, of course, to make their lives better. Let them live their best lives as well. Alan is the founder of Trainers Coalition. They're having their first fundraiser on Saturday. Shan, this kind of goes along with
you know what you're doing,
right? Yeah, you should go and hit up this event called Winter Workout Land.
Oh, wow. But I'm, can I do it on my juice cleanse?
I'm on their website, trainerscoalition.org. You should go to it. They're having a 25% off flash sale for their Winter Workout Land 2019. So you can get in for 25% less right now. And their event is this weekend. It's going to be a bunch of activities led by trainers and people like that.
Guest speakers. They're going to teach you how to work out properly, how to eat properly. This is all good stuff. Like, I mean, if you're trying to... What is it called? The long house?
Get rid of the long house.
And this builds confidence. That's the one thing that they're trying to do is help low-income people build confidence. Maybe if you're more confident, you get out there, you can get a job, or you can do better in your community. So trainerscoalition.org. Check out that website. It's really cool.
Yeah. And not only that, but we got Alan, the CEO and the founder of Trainers Coalition on the phone right now. And to also raise awareness for the organization, he's doing 20 marathons in 20 days with 20 pounds strapped to his body. This is correct, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Oh, Lord. I can't even do this juice cleanse over here.
Shan is looking very crazily.
I find one marathon to be difficult. You're doing 20 in 20 days.
It's definitely a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. We're making it a Guinness World Record attempt for most consecutive days running marathons with essentially a 20-pound pack. We're just really trying to kind of raise awareness of actually the journey will start from San Francisco and end in L.A.
But why you got to add the weight to it?
It's a great question. You know, kind of working with the clients and hearing their stories, they really go through a lot. And they, on a daily basis, they really carry essentially a lot of baggage with them. It was our way of symbolically putting ourselves into their shoes. We essentially thought, if they could do it on a daily basis, so can we. Because at the end of the day, you know, I can take off that 20-pound pack and I can go shower and go sleep comfortably, whereas they can't.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. And I just want to say, huge fan of the show. I'm always in the car kind of at this time in the morning. And you guys make my morning, so you guys are so funny. And I love you guys.
We love you too. Thanks, Alan. Good luck with that. And, of course, everybody check out Trainers Coalition's Winter Workout Land this weekend, this Saturday.
It's going to be a cool event. And right now you can get that 25% off flash sale for the Winter Workout Land on their website, trainerscoalition.org.
All right, we'll post that up on our social as well.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Here we go. For $1,200, that's what's in the jackpot inside the Big Money Minute. Our contestant is Michael in Pinole. Let's say good morning. Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. You think you can do this?
I certainly hope so.
I hope so, too. It is 10 questions in 60 seconds. That could mean a lot of money. What's going on with you this morning? Are you on your way to work?
Yeah, on our way to work, commuting on the 80.
Oh, okay. Sounds like you have help with you. Is there somebody in the car?
Yeah, my husband's driving.
All right. Well, do what you want, but don't waste too much time.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You only got 60 seconds.
Here we go. Let's make it happen. We're playing the Big Money Minute right now. Again, it is 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right, you're going to win that $1,200. But if not, you still get $10 for each correct answer. Now, if you don't know the answer, you can pass it. I'll come back to it if there's time. But remember that the moment you give us an answer, that is the one we're going to take. Now, when we get to that last question, if you hear the buzzer go, I'll give you a chance to answer. But at the end, we'll go back. We'll add up how much you've won. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Here we go, Michael.
Ready, set, go.
What did the Itsy Bitsy spider do?
Climbed up the water spout.
These animals are known for giggling or laughing.
Hyena.
What is the capital of Greece?
Athens.
What is the name of Donald Duck's girlfriend?
Daisy Duck.
This girl group announced a UK tour this summer.
Spice Girls.
Spell ricochet.
R-I-C-O-C-H-E-T.
F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby takes place in what decade?
The 40s.
What is the Bay Area town where Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds was filmed?
Bodega Bay.
Imagine Dragons will be headlining what music festival this summer?
Outland?
Who released Since You've Been Gone in 2005?
Kelly Clarkson.
All right.
Every gay man better know that. My God. How many times have I heard that in Badlands?
Wow.
Say to me, dude, you got so close.
Oh, my God.
So close to the
You didn't pass on any?
$100. And even the ones you got wrong, you actually gave good answers to. So let's go through them. The Itsy Bitsy Spider went up or climbed up the water spout. Yes.
One.
Hyenas, of course, giggle. Athens is the capital of Greece. Daisy is with Donald. The Spice Girls are the girl group that are touring the UK this summer. You spelled ricochet correctly.
Congrats on that.
So you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby, was in the 20s. You said the 40s.
20s right after I said it.
So close. I thought you had an advantage there because gays normally know stuff like that.
This We're not is that the... gay, Greg.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. You're watching the Super Bowl then. Okay. This is the one that I thought was hard, but you got it right. The Birds was filmed in Bodega Bay.
Hey.
Imagine Dragons, they're actually headlining Bottle Rock, not Outland, as you said.
Up in Napa.
Correct. Napa got you. But Kelly Clarkson is, since you've been gone, 8 out of 10. Hey! Very well.
$80 for you.
Awesome.
So good job. You showed your stuff. Well,
you didn't do that, but you still got 8 out of 10, which is freaking awesome. All right, hang on the line. Don't go anywhere, Michael.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
We do appreciate you listening every single morning.
When he was on 6 in a row, I was like, that's when I start tingling. My body starts like, all right.
I have goosebumps.
They're going to do it.
All right, but very, very respectable. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Now the jackpot is going to go up to $1,300. It is the Big Money Minute, only with Fernando and Greg at 99.7.
Now, Greg. Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
Before we get into that, though, you guys are on your juice cleanse.
I know. Can we hurry? Because I think I have to go to the bathroom.
I really need to go. Hurry up.
Pull Ginger.
I think
up.
I have to go.
Here, get your mom up online, Greg.
Mom, I've got Shan over here. She's complaining about she can't button her pants. You know, she does the thing that you like to do when you go out to eat. She keeps her top button unbuttoned.
Shan, did you have too much Christmas candy?
Yes, it is overlapping into January, and I'm having an issue. So Greg and I are doing a juice cleanse together right now.
That sounds interesting.
Have you ever done anything like that?
Yeah, I called margaritas.
That's your juice.
I don't trust you two together.
What do you mean? Mom, this is non-alcoholic juice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though that's smart, that's a way I could get through it for 48 hours.
I called my mom a little tipsy one time after being out with Shan. Now she doesn't trust us.
Well, we're keeping an eye on Shan. We want to make sure she doesn't put a little extra into her juices, if you know what I mean.
So when is this starting?
It started this morning. She's about to wrap it up.
Yeah,
she's
this
only
is
got 2 days.
Poor Fernando.
Yeah, they're both going to be irritable.
I love it. It makes me feel like $1 million.
Nothing tastes as good as being skinny feels.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Actually, when I was a kid, Mom, do you still have that? My mom used to have a thing. It was like a pig, and it said something like that on the pig. Remember that, Mom?
Mm-hmm. I do. I don't know where that is. I'll have to find it.
You probably threw it out the window.
Yeah. She was on a juice cleanse and she took it and threw it in the swimming pool.
So what are you doing on this cleansing?
You just drink. There's 8 juices a day and you just drink the juice every hour, every other hour. And then after that, you're done.
Holy moly. Do you stay in the bathroom all day?
Literally.
Shan said the same thing.
I feel like I'm about to have to go soon.
We're about to find out. So we'll see. We'll see what goes down now.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Do we need to get a bathroom break right now?
We
I think
do.
So. I'm about to. Yeah, we gotta go.
No, you're not. Oh, no.
This is probably the most fiber that she's ever gotten.
Oh, wow.
In one, like, or two doses.
Well, I just finished my second one, and he's on the nut milk.
Yes, I am.
Greg's aggressive.
I am on the nut milk.
Couldn't wait for it.
If anybody's looking for me today, let them know I'm on the nut milk right now. I can't be bothered. Bye. All right. And, you know, it was billed as Coachella on an Island in the Bahamas. Fry Fest, if you remember. It was last year.
Yeah,
Fire Fest. Sorry, it was more fried than fire.
True.
But if you remember last year, Ja Rule, along with some business partners of his, put together this big music festival, and it was supposed to be on a private island in the Bahamas. It then got moved to a different island in the Bahamas. Total disaster around it. People spent thousands of dollars to fly in.
Mm-hmm.
All the acts pulled out.
Yes.
There was no food, hardly any water. The luxury accommodations, you were paying like $5,000 to have a luxury villa. It was a tent. In a tent city.
You know how angry.
Remember tent city?
Any like, one of us.
Remember the 99%?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that tent city over by the Embarcadero?
That was Fire Festival.
That was Fire Festival. So there's a documentary now on Netflix. There's also a dueling one on Hulu. I think they put them out right at
the
same time.
There's a lot of articles about which one is better, but Netflix
seems to
be the better
one. To be winning that one. Hulu paid the guy who organized it, Billy, whatever his name is. to be in an interview, and Netflix refused to pay him to be in the interview. So that's kind of the difference.
And I'm sure he's probably
two.
Trying to, you know, try to make it more positive. Or
I didn't see the Hulu one, so I don't know. But it was a disaster. Imagine paying between $5,000 and $15,000
to see Ja Rule. No,
well,
thank
no,
you.
It was supposed to be an it was supposed to be like Gigi Hadid was going to be running around in a bathing suit.
They were
and Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, all these
influencers. They were on a ship, and then they scooted out of there when they saw it was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I didn't feel bad. These influencers, not the big ones, but the other ones that they paid to put out on their social media, they got stuck, you know, they were supposed to have private planes to take them there, and they got stuck on just regular planes, and they were complaining about
horrible.
It. Like, oh, we have to be on these planes. I was like, good, I hate these douchey influencers. I'm glad they got stuck on a regular plane with the rest of us. But literally, they were supposed to have, like, beautiful food.
Cabanas.
They were giving them, like, cheese sandwiches. I mean, they were all stuck there.
Well, did you see like stuck this one there. Lady who basically emptied out her savings so she could feed the people that were there? I mean, she felt bad, and she was there, and she's a caterer. So she went ahead and she did about 1,000 meals per day for the people that were stuck on this island.
Yeah, so she owned this restaurant there, and she was the one who ended it. They were supposed to have this very high-end catering company do it. She ended up having to do it. She was a restaurant on the island. So sweet at the end. She's crying because she paid the locals that helped her feed these people $50,000 out of her own pocket because she had to pay them. She has to live there. Right. The organizers left. They just took off. So now they've raised, I think there was a GoFundMe she put up.
Yep.
And they've raised three times that.
Oh, yeah. She says the fundraiser has already racked up over $139,000 to help reimburse her for all of the money that she spent to help feed these people who were stranded on her island.
Now, I hope she's taking the excess of that money because she was out $50,000.
Yeah.
But none of the local people in the Bahamas who worked for this festival got paid.
Yeah.
And the organizers got the hell out and did not pay at all. But what the real documentary is about this Billy guy and what a scammer he is and how he had such a broad plan. I'm not picking on you, okay? I'm not picking on you millennials, but he had a broad plan to
target us.
Target millennials because he knows it's all about the show. They want to like have experiences and glamour and hang out with celebrities. So he did it. His first business was like a black card that got you into special VIP events. And he scammed all those people. He took that money that he scammed those people with and he did Fire Festival. And he scammed
even
all,
more people.
And it was all based on how millennials are in this culture that they have to be at the coolest events with
all
these celebrities and influencers and all this stuff. So he scammed those people. And then he started a new business while he was out on bail from a Fire Festival because he was arrested. He's out on bail, started a new one, and scammed tons of more people. It's so interesting how he really had this plan of like, okay, millennials want this. He's a genius in a way, but a scumbag in another way.
In general, I mean, the way they say, like, they say millennials don't want to buy things. They want to buy
experiences.
They want the memories. They want the Instagram photos. It's all about, you know, pictures or didn't
have. That's what it's all about. Mapped out with all the influencers. Like, at the same time, they're all going to post these pictures. They're all going to hashtag Fire Festival. And it's like, we see that, and we want to be just like them. We want to be where they are.
Tell about the gram.
Yeah.
They did cover documentary, the one thing that they covered when they were talking about it, this journalist was talking about how millennials are like that. And she cited there's a company now in Russia who rents out private jets, not to fly on, but you go in there and they pour you champagne and you're sitting on the jet and it's all for the gram. So it appears you're traveling on a private jet.
Right.
The jet never takes
off.
But
you never go anywhere.
The jet never leaves. But you're in the jet.
It's a prop.
You're in the jet. You've got champagne. You've got people serving you. So it looks like, and you pay like, you know, $10,000 for this jet to never leave.
That's funny.
No, that's for the gram.
I hear other like radio stations that have done that. And I'm like, wow, you all are scammers. Like, no.
Oh, there's a morning show in LA that does that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah, they never take off. They go to the jet.
And they go to the runway and
they
take a picture with
it. And they do all that.
Oh, it's so sad.
Well, Fernando and I have some photos we can post on the jet.
Yeah, we really did fly on a jet. Ours went cross country. All right.
If you watch another day.
If you watch the Fyre Festival doc on Netflix, though, we want to know what you thought of it. 888-456-9970.
I have to play.
Girl, do you really got to play the Cookie Monster rap right now? All right.
Yeah.
It is a good song.